Tea and Biscuit, or How to Paint a Perfect Selfie Portrait. Not all art sessions take lots of preparations. Creating digital ink sketches takes just a minute per sketch. Line art can be just as magical as Impressionism. There is nothing to stop line art from perfectly capturing a face. But playing with the sun and clouds, summer shadows, and nature's own colors, and then discovering just the right background colors to match the weather, is wonderful. And you know what? You almost certainly are going to need a bicycle. The simpler the better, and fat tire ones are very stable. Just get a wide seat. Everyone should have a wide seat. And get a camera, perhaps with a wide angle lens, or clip-on lenses for your phone, though a dedicated camera seems best somehow. And grab a thermos of tea, perhaps cold sweet tea even, and some biscuits, because you never know when you're gonna need some biscuits. Or perhaps even grab a bun and a hot dog and a couple of bits of charcoal and a mean stick or two and throw them in your backpack. A lot of sunny parks have little barbecue grills, and they are not all bespidered. It sure is a little known fact, but picnics are a huge part of being an artist. You always see a painter by his canvas, but you never see what is up behind the person taking a photo. Let me tell you, it's a picnic, biscuits and everything. But whatever you do, be careful on cloudy days. Even great portrait photos taken on cloudy days may end up feeling somewhat flat, though adding sun to a cloudy day photo is a great way to learn more about painting. But you know, make it a two-day adventure instead of canceling one because of clouds. And make sure there are good shadows and strong highlights in your photos. Those make a world of difference in a painting. Deepest darks and brightest lights do most of the talking. Pose here and there. Take plenty of photos. Often they are good for many painting sessions and make for precious reference. When ready, open up Krita, use the Reference Images tool, stretch your reference image over the entire canvas and set it to 50% opacity, and use it as shape and color guide. And you may wish to adjust your photo temperature and post-process your painting by sharpening it and adding some random noise. While it is hard to see it in a photo, every painting has its own atmosphere. Facial expression, temperature, horizon and space, and even detail like a thin sun highlight on the side of a face. And whether or not you blur the background to focus sharper on the face. Create a new world. A world that has not yet existed. Every one of your paintings will come with its own mysteries.